Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Please bear with me. You won't be sorry. If my experiment goes well, you'll have a story that'll push everything else off the front page. Bear with me a moment while I make a few minor adjustments. I'd like you to meet my partner in this endeavor, a member of the Order Salientia.
That's correct, young man.
Weren't you in one of my classes at the university? Now I remember. Now, this is a blood cell my partner kindly donated a few hours ago. I prepared the cell by bombarding it with radiation. In a moment, I shall place this cell in the incubator you see here, and within a very few hours, this single cell will grow into an exact duplicate of its donor. I said what you're about to see will make traditional cloning obsolete. This cell will reproduce without a substitute mother, as you call it. The only mother the frog I'm about to create will ever know is this incubator. Present and future. Questions?
Correct.
To be honest, I would welcome a visit by the award committee. And should they pay me such a visit, I may have a few surprises for them that would make this experiment in frog cloning look like child's play. You did this.
We both did it. You wanted them to die, didn't you?
No, never.
Admit it, you hated them.
Not enough to try to kill them.
But I was created out of you, from one of your cells. I am you.
No, something went wrong.
But I have your mind. My thoughts must be your thoughts.
Only part of my personality came through. We're like Jekyll and Hyde.
Through me, you'll be free to do the things that you've always wanted to do instead of shoving them down, denying them the way you do. You want revenge. You want seven men on that committee to die for rejecting you and humiliating you.
I may have thought about it in a moment of bitterness, but I was wrong in what I've tried to do. And I'm going to make sure that you don't leave this room. You can't lie to me because you can't lie to yourself. You want them dead. Thanks to me, you're going to get your wish. Dr. Carl Benson, chairman of the Tovald Award Selection Committee, expressed his deepest regrets to the families of the injured scientists. Dr. Carl Benson. Carl Benson is staying at this hotel. No, I wouldn't want to bother Miss Benson. Not at the moment. Thank you. Mr. Parker. Of course, Mr. Parker. Yes, you were one of the reporters. If you'll excuse me, I have an appointment.
Doctor.
Thank you, Mr. Parker.
I'll explain why when you meet me, but you must come immediately.
And without your security guard.
This is very important.
Especially to your grandfather's safety. Now, do anything you can. Send the guard on an errand. Go down the service elevator. But meet me at this address. Whatever was wrong before is going to work out beautifully now that you're here.
Go on, sleep. I don't need you. I have your mind, your knowledge. I'm going to make sure that nobody stops us now. Not even Spider-Man.
What is it? I'm very busy.
I wanted to talk to you when we met at the hotel.
Talk about what?
To discuss what a man like you goes through while he's sweating out the time to see if he's been chosen for the Tovald Prize.
You seem convinced it's going to happen this year.
After what I've heard and seen, I'd say you were a sure thing.
Such confidence. If I were so young and naive, I'd perhaps be able to enjoy these next few days.
Well, after they see what you've accomplished...
Based on past experience, I'll just be patient. If you excuse me, I'm busy with an experiment.
Oh? Here?
No, in my private laboratory.
Oh, well, this will only take a minute. Doctor, after seeing you clone that frog, I was wondering, do you think it'll ever be possible to clone a man?
I haven't time to waste on fantasy, Mr. Parker.
Is it fantasy? Dr. Moon, I have some theories that I would love to bat around with you. Now, maybe if I could stay and watch while you conduct your experiment...
I'm sorry, not tonight.
When?
When I'm less busy.
Don't forget now. I'll come back anytime.
Good night, Mr. Parker.
Good night.
See who Spider-Man really is. Spider-Man. Peter Parker. Mr. Parker goes to the head of the list. It's amazing. You have the same personality traits I do.
Don't you think Parker has a dark side, too? You know, I know Peter is no fashion plate. These clothes are ridiculous.
They'll do until you get into a real costume. Does he keep them in his apartment?
Now, where else would we keep them?
Parker will be going to work soon. When he does, we've got to figure out a way to get into that apartment.
That's no problem. The janitor has a spare key. I wonder if there's anything about Mr. Peter Parker that I don't know.
While we're waiting, let's figure out exactly how we're going to use you.
Yeah, can we figure this out over breakfast? Well, that's what Parker would say. The guy's always hungry, isn't he? What about him?
He's got enough sedation to keep him till we need him. All right, Mr. Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Your first breakfast. Well, let's get what we came for and clear out.
You know, it is really weird to know everything about an apartment you've never been in. I'm gonna need this. And this. There isn't any utility belt.
Maybe he doesn't have a spare. Don't worry, I think I know where you can get one. Tobold Committee Costume Ball. That's it, the costume ball. As you'd say, a piece of cake. Two down. Parker and Spider-Man, right?
Wrong.
Dr. Moore. Get him. This can't be happening.
What is it?
The acceleration process. I'm dying. As quickly as I was born. He can't help me. No one can help me.
I'll tell him his plan for revenge didn't work.
Oh, it wasn't his plan. He had nothing to do with it. Dick? The committee understand. He's...